Morning, church. Kind of wish I could have went before that video, but it is what it is. So as Rob has already mentioned, Memorial Day is an American holiday honoring the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. We are to remember their sacrifice so that as a nation we can enjoy our freedoms. Likewise, in Luke 22:19, it says, Jesus had taken some bread and given thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, This is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in verse 20, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. So on this memorial weekend, we will be taking communion to remember what Christ has done for us, his church, and to honor him for his awesome sacrifice. Jesus came from heaven to be born of a virgin. He was Son of Man and Son of God, fully human and fully God. He lived a sinless life to become a perfect sacrifice for our sins. All of our iniquity fell upon him at the cross. Through his death, our sin debt was paid in full. We as believers in his sacrifice have been made clean and been given his righteousness. By accepting his sacrifice, we have been made new. We have been born again, giving a new life in Christ. God, in his great mercy, has caused us to be born again. He took our guilt and shame and replaced it with Christ's righteousness. When the Father looks at us, his children, he sees us through the eyes of Christ, perfect and blameless. So this weekend, as we honor our fallen heroes, who gave their lives for our freedom as a nation, let us lift up our hearts to Christ and be thankful for his ultimate sacrifice for our freedom from sin. He did what nobody else could do for us. He made us whole again and freed us from our bondage with sin. If his gift of salvation was all he ever gave us, it would be reason enough for us to praise him for all eternity. But he gives us so much more, for not only was he crucified and buried, but resurrected also. He ascended to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father. The resurrection proved that he was who he said he was, the Lamb of God. He is our righteousness, our Lord, our Savior, and our hope for the future. We will be reunited with those who have gone before us, and we have an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your life for us, that we may be with you forever in eternity. Lord, we honor you this day as we honor our fallen heroes that gave their life for our freedoms. We thank you, Lord, for those willing to sacrifice, and we thank you all the more much that you were willing to sacrifice for us, Lord. So may we lift you up, give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.